Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready? 'Cause the players gonna play,
play, play, play, play. Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
Taylor Swift ready. This is the podcast. I'm Dave Moore. That's Maria Devereaux. Cathal Minogue is also here. And we are talking all things Taylor. And we're getting so close to giving away those tickets to her show. So it's getting very, very exciting. But today we were talking about Swift quakes. And I'll introduce that to you in a second. But I was very impressed with some Swift cakes, guys. Swift quakes, Swift cakes. You get it? Because we've got a lovely picture in of some Taylor Swift cupcakes that are being made for a 10-year-old's birthday party. So happy birthday. And the Taylor Swift cupcakes are unreal. They look cute, like edible stickers that you can eat that are stuck in the top of the cupcakes, which is brilliant. We're going to talk about Swift quakes because Taylor Swift, her concerts are so loud and so energetic from both her and her dancers and the band and the crowd that they actually make the earth move.
So isn't it, yeah, so this the stomping and the dancing and jumping around.
Yeah.
But it would make you think that what are the zoos around the world doing, like, seismically?
Zoos?
Yeah, like, because all the animals weigh a ton.
Yeah, they're not jumping around at the same time.
Yeah. Like,
it's the moment of energy transfer. In fairness, if you could get the elephants, the rhinos, the hippos, and the giraffes and whoever to jump up and down at the same time, I'm sure. But
dangle something over their pen, like their pen.
Your understanding of zoological animals is incredible, Maria.
Do you know if I got tickets to Taylor's gig, right?
Well,
and I was at the edge, you know, on the top tier of the Aviva, on the edge, I'd walk back out. I'd hand them to someone that
in
might
terms
be looking
of
for.
You'd be scared.
And this would make it worse now that there's like talks of earthquakes, Swift quakes. I hate the edge. I was at a rugby match there last year and it was rotten. In rugby matches, lads go for pints all the time.
Yeah.
So you're constantly standing up.
And
I was like standing up, leaning back, closing my eyes. Horrible. I would not be standing up dancing. I just wouldn't be able.
You have to. It's, you can't go to a gig like that and not stand up.
I just can't shake it off, Dave.
Hey!
That was a long lead up to a bad joke.
Oh, no. It wasn't a joke, though.
All right.
No, it actually is real. I just thought of that because I'm really smart.
Well, here's the thing. The great thing is you're going to hear from a couple of people. You're going to hear from Sophie Butcher, who is from the UK, and you're going to hear from Eleanor Dunn, who works in the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. And Johnny was listening to the show earlier on before we put this podcast out, and he was saying he loved the competition between Ireland and the UK, that we even wanted to beat them on earthquakes, not just football. So yes, let's investigate the world of Swift cakes, kicking things off with Sophie Butcher. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
And you too. I am intrigued by the combination of actual science and Taylor Swift together because it turns out that she's effectively causing tiny earthquakes with her concerts. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. And it's a bit of a dream job for me too as a Swiftie and a seismologist. when she played in Edinburgh a couple of weeks ago, we were able to record some signals from her concert. Now, the British Geological Survey, they maintain this UK-wide network of seismometers. These are very sensitive instruments that measure tiny ground vibrations. And ordinarily, we're just looking for fairly small magnitude earthquakes in the UK. But in this case, 73,000 people kind of dancing and jumping in one very concentrated site around 6 kilometres from a station we have in Edinburgh. We were able to record these tremors and these ground vibrations caused by the fans.
Wow. And would that be different than, you know, whatever football stadium or whatever she's in, where usually there would be a match? And obviously, there are fans on the what would effectively be the pitch area, so there's more than there would be than are seated at a match. But, you know, would it be different than a match experience?
It's similar but different. So, yeah, it was at Murrayfield, the home of Scottish rugby, and these studies have been done before. So we can see, you know, after a touchdown in a rugby match or after a goal in a football match, we can see spikes in signals with crowds jumping and cheering and kind of celebrating. But the distinction here is the signal is much more sustained. So fans are dancing for the duration of a song, like 3.5 minutes rather than 20 or 30 seconds. And the signal is really coherent because they're dancing in time to the music. And so it's rhythmic. And so that signal is really easy to locate.
Now, what size movement are we talking here? Because I know we don't do Richter scales anymore. Don't we do, what is it, moment magnitude scale? Is that what it's called now for earthquakes?
So you're on the money with moment magnitude, but this is a little bit different to an earthquake. So in an earthquake, if we have slip on a fault, that energy is released almost instantaneously, you know, in a second or two, and we can give it a magnitude, like you say. Whereas this, we're talking about the energy release over the duration of a song again. So again, 3 or 4 minutes. And so it's much more diffuse. And so calculating a magnitude really is at best an estimate. But what we can do is measure the largest power. So we look at where the largest spike is, and that's during the song Ready For It. And during that single largest spike in that song, we've estimated that power to be around 80 kilowatts. So that's equivalent to around the light, the power needed to light 1,000 light bulbs. That's the best comparison we can give.
That's incredible. And is there a measurement of movement then at all in this, or is it just the power that's being created?
Yes, there's a few different ways we can communicate it. The measurement we have measured is the amount of ground deformation. And so that number is around 22 or 23 nanometers. That's a bit less intuitive. It's harder to imagine. It's obviously smaller again than millimeters. So we're talking very tiny and obviously imperceptible to most people, certainly people that were around the stadium. But it's a size that's we can measure with our really sensitive instruments.
It does exist. Well, look, Sophie, it's fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time to explain it all to me, and hopefully my listeners and I understand that a little bit better now. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was great to chat to you.
Well, there goes Sophie. But now, how about what's going to happen over the weekend in Ireland? Because Eleanor Dunn works for the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, and they are going to do the same here. Eleanor, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm getting ready.
Do you think the location matters in terms of the energy created and the readings that people can get? Or is it just simply a case of the bigger the crowd, the bigger the movement?
Yeah, I think the crowd size is definitely one of the most important factors. But I think if we're actually talking about the data that we're looking at, if you're in a city and the stadium, for instance, the stadium is right in the heart of Dublin, and it's, you know, it's got the Dart on one side, it's surrounded by residential houses. So that's going to be quite noisy anyway, with the Dart running through, people walking by, buses, cars, everything like that. But I do think the crowd will be loud enough and energetic enough to still create some seismic activity that we'll definitely be able to see.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, because we want to outdo these other places. We want to have the
exactly
the largest nanometer reading possible.
Yes, the competition is on. We need to create the largest swift quake possible.
A swift quake, that's a great way to refer to it. Yes. Absolutely brilliant. And then in terms of like what can actually be learned from these things, I presume it's a, dare I say, a little bit frivolous in the sense that it's fun and it's a great way to introduce seismology to a whole generation of people who may not be familiar with it. But is there anything really that can be learned from this from a scientific point of view?
As you said, it is a great way to introduce seismology, particularly in Ireland, because it's often assumed that Ireland doesn't really have any seismic activity. When we actually do experience, we even experience earthquakes, they're just very, very small. So they're often not felt by people in Ireland. It's great for that. But also, this is kind of a newish field of seismology, is looking at concert data. So one thing that we think we should be able to learn is by looking at the data that's recorded, we'll be able to understand what the audience and what the Swifties are doing in the stadium without actually being there. So, for instance, unfortunately, I'm not actually going to be at the concert in the Aviva. I know, it's devastating. but I will be listening out for the when all the songs are happening and, you know, if maybe a song does receive a particularly large cheer. But I won't know, you know, if the Swifties are maybe jumping up and down or they're swaying side to side or they're dancing. So hopefully this data will be a good way to actually say, okay, during this song, we can actually understand what Swifties are doing without actually seeing what they're doing. But one way to do this is actually we need the Swifties to send us videos after the concerts showing what's going on during each song. So I'm hoping that they can just use the hashtag Swiftquake Dublin on X or Instagram or TikTok.
Gotcha.
And then we can find it that way rather than emailing it.
Sure.
So hopefully if that will kind of spread the word, and if someone else sees it, then they might also share their video.
Brilliant. Hashtag Swiftquake Dublin is the one you want to use.
Yeah.
Eleanor Dunn from the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, best of luck in measuring the seismic activity of Taylor Swift in the Aviva Stadium, and I hope you hear a song or two while you're doing it.
Yes, hopefully. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eleanor. Cheers. Bye.
Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready?
Listen to Dave Moore from 9am for your chance to win, helping get you Taylor Swift ready only on Today FM.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.